It's 12:06, and it's time for our regular midday interview. I'm Pat Marriott, sitting in for Jamila Erickson, and we've got a good one for you today. This weekend, the Wilmington Symphony and the Wilmington Opera Outreach Program, also known by its acronym WHOOP, are going to present two performances of Giancarlo Menotti's TV classic, Amahl and the Night Visitors, a piece that has just become an absolute classic at this time of the year, first produced on NBC TV in 1952, and now brought to the stage right here in Wilmington by the Wilmington Symphony and WHOOP. With me today are Nancy King, who is professor of voice at UNCW. Nancy?
Hi, Pat. Great to be here.
And she's the director of the show, and Sarah Westermark, who is independent voice instructor on her own. Sarah is going to play the mama, and she's also the voice coach of the two actors, the young actors who are going to play them all. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's certainly wonderful to have you guys here today. This is such a wonderful show. We played excerpts of it this Monday evening, so that people could get a little preview of what's coming up. It's a heartwarming, touching show, and I'm sure the performance will be simply wonderful. If you'd like to attend and don't already have plans to do so, it's coming up on Saturday evening at 8 p.m. at Keenan Auditorium, and then an afternoon performance at 4 in Keenan Auditorium on Sunday. So lots of opportunities to hear Amahl and the Night Visitors. Well, Sarah, let's begin with you. You've got two Amahls in this cast, right? Would you tell
Yes.
us about them briefly?
Well, Sonia Shaw is the Amahl for Saturday night, and Carson Holmes will be singing Sunday. Sonia's 13 and goes to Roland Grice and has been studying voice for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Carson Holmes is brand new to singing. He he has been studying for just under 6 months.
Really?
He's 10. It was very interesting. I found him, it's very hard to find a young boy to sing this role who
Yes.
Can deal with the voice, you know, singing in a high voice at
a young
age. It's
actually a fairly difficult role.
It's a difficult role as well. So I found him. I asked all my students if they knew of anybody who sang about their age, and one of my students said that, yes, there was a boy who just randomly went around school. He goes to Friends School of Wilmington, mm-hmm. who would just make opera sounds. And he was very flamboyant and would just make lots of gestures, and he's had a lot of acting training. So
what a difference that makes.
Yes, it has. He
okay.
is so exciting to see on stage.
So the kid's obviously got chops, or you wouldn't have cast him for this role.
That's... Well, Nancy King, she did the casting.
Oh, well, all right. But anyway, the point is that he's obviously a very mm-hmm. talented little kid. Mm-hmm. I know, really, really looking forward to listening to it. Now, the Amahl on Saturday evening is a young lady, huh?
Yes, sir.
An embarrassing question here. I thought Menotti expressly said no young ladies singing this role in trousers. What went on?
Well, actually, I'll answer that question,
an
Pat,
answer.
Which is, Menotti did have a preference that the role not be performed by a woman. And so he didn't say girl in the score. So I'm taking a little bit of artistic liberty here. And I have to say that Sonia is doing just a superb job. You know, young voices at that age have a tendency to sound very similar,
sure
female and male voices, because they're all sort of in that unchanged soprano range.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody's going to be very impressed with Sonia's ability to carry off the role. You know, there's a great tradition in opera of doing trouser roles for women, too. So
sure.
she's just getting a very early start on it.
Sure. In the early Mozart operas, the trouser roles were ubiquitous because
Absolutely.
Women weren't allowed on stage.
That's right.
For goodness sakes. And so, you know, well, that's wonderful. Now, is there anything, Sarah, that you find particularly challenging about your role as the mama?
Well, yes. I struggle with having her be believable, because she's awful angry at Amahl, and I think
right.
in our society we don't discipline with corporal punishment, and we don't discipline
right.
the same way. So you know, I wonder if the audiences are still going to feel compassion towards the mother, because here
oh.
they are broke and poor, and she's yelling at her son all the time, and she's threatening to beat him. So, you know, it's hard to make it relevant to modern audiences and still be kind of stressed out and still be, yell at your child, but still also show how much you love him.
I see. And even at the end, after he's healed, she's saying, don't forget to wear your hat. Don't forget to wear your gloves and all that stuff. Yeah, she's one of these smother-loving mamas. I'm speaking with Sarah Westermark, who is playing the mother in Amahl and the Night Visitors this weekend with the Wilmington Symphony, and Nancy King, who is the director of the performance. Nancy, if you know about voice in Wilmington, you know Nancy. She is our leading local soprano, and she's just having a blast directing this one instead of singing in it. It's going to take place at Keenan Auditorium on Saturday evening at 8 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 4. We're expecting a sellout, I'm sure, so people ought to get tickets beforehand, right?
I would absolutely recommend making that phone call to Keenan Box Office either today or tomorrow. I would not encourage you to just walk up and buy a ticket because just in my travels around the city and talking to people about the production, a lot of people have very fond memories of seeing this, maybe as their first operatic experience.
Well, sure.
And I know that because of those fond memories, they want to take their own children or their grandchildren. And so we're expecting full houses on both Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
No doubt. Now, Madonna wrote this on commission from NBC for a performance in 1952. Can you imagine one of the major TV networks commissioning an opera from a major composer today?
I know. Well, it's a remarkable phenomenon that started in the 50s. I sort of consider the Met HD satellite experience that we have now with live opera as Menotti started it all on NBC.
Sure he did. That's right. And I'm sure you can see the original videos of the TV program even today.
They do have the whole entire production on YouTube. So if you're feeling inclined and wanted to do a little preparation, the original production, and there's a charming introduction by the composer himself who brings on some of his designers and talks about the compositional elements of the piece. And also he directed the piece, too, and the genesis of the whole project, how it came to being.
Outstanding. And that's full length on YouTube.
It is full length. The whole show is there.
Go
all
watch
58
it on,
minutes.
Go watch it on YouTube and then check it out at Keenan Auditorium. Sarah, tell me about the challenges of training young voices for a major operatic role. Like, what a job.
Well, it is. They tend to, they're unpredictable at times. So I just try to keep them doing their basic singing.
10 years old,
unpredictable. 10 and 13, yeah. Just keep them focused as much as I can. Help them remember their technique and, keep their eyes on the conductor.
Yes.
Which is interesting because, the orchestra will be behind us.
And leave your cell phone in the car.
Yes.
Now, that point about the orchestra being behind you brings to mind a kind of a sore point about Keenan Auditorium. Nancy, it must be terribly difficult to produce a major stage production in Keenan with the orchestra behind either a scram or behind the sets. What kind of challenges does that give you?
Well, I think we've actually come up with a fairly elegant solution to this challenge of, what do you do when you want to employ a very large orchestra and the pit does not give you the space that you actually need. So we did a production with the symphony a couple years back, Hansel and Gretel, and the orchestra actually took on sort of a character in the opera. We had them at the back of the stage, but they were still lit and you could see them. And so I think it's kind of a different approach to it and a similar experience. Max Liddy designs a set so that it would be see-through. So you're going to be able to see the orchestra and, it's just going to be sort of a perfect additional character in the opera.
But how did the singer see the conductor?
Well, modern technology is saving the day. There's not going to be one, but three Steve Arantes on the stage. The live version at the back, who's conducting the orchestra, and then the virtual version of Steve Arante on two TV monitors that are located in the pit. The audience won't be able to see them, but the singers actually will see him conducting in real time.
Well, how about that? And then the UNCW Chamber Choir is involved, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
My great colleague Joe Hickman has a special love of this opera. The original Amahl, I think, was one of his voice teachers at some point, and so he's been doing a great job of preparing the UNCW Chamber Choir for their cameo appearance as the shepherds and shepherdesses in the production.
The word with Joe is try to keep him away. It just is invariable that when something like this takes place,
that's
Joe will show up.
That's right.
And,
he loves it.
Loves
for
it,
sure.
And everybody loves him.
Yes.
One more thing. Tell us about Whoop.
Whoop. Oh, well, the UNCW Opera Outreach Project, I guess, is in its 14th year, I think, now. We do local operatic performances with our undergraduate students at UNCW, and we also periodically invite guests from the community to perform with us, and that's why we're so delighted to have Sarah Westermark. It's a really important part of the training process for young singers to see professionals perfecting their craft so that they can see, you know, they have their eye on the prize then, what they need to, you know, sort of look up to and acquire in their own singing life.
This is a wonderful opportunity for anybody who has never seen an opera on stage before, and there are so many people. We tend to think of opera as kind of a long-haired deal for old fogies like me, but as a matter of fact, it is a dazzling experience. There is no experience that compares. The combination of music and acting and beautiful sets and costumes.
And dance. Nancy Carson choreographs a beautiful dance in there.
Just thank you for mentioning that, because I forgot. And
beautiful costumes by Mark Sorensen. They're
Wagner
really wonderful.
Wagner called it the Gesamtkunstwerk, the great bringing in of all art into one production. And so get on down there and watch it. I've been chatting with Nancy King, who is the professor of voice at UNCW and the director of A Mall and the Night Visitors, and Sarah Westermark, who is a voice instructor on her own. If you'd like to talk to Sarah about voice lessons, she'd be happy to.
Give
her a whistle. But Sarah is going to be the mother in A Mall and the Night Visitors, and she is also the voice coach for the two young actor and singers who are going to play the role of A Mall. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
And Nancy, thank you both so much.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you guys go out and break a leg out there, and let's liven up some hearts, because A Mall and the Night Visitors is the way to do it. Thanks very much for joining us. Let's go back to classical music on WHQR with music of Giancarlo Menotti.